Okay, it's time to commit. 2024 is the year for prioritizing yourself. Begin your new smile journey with Byte, and you could start seeing results in just 2 to 3 weeks. Just order your at-home impression kit today for only $14.95 at Byte.com. Byte clear liners are doctor-directed and delivered to your door. Treatment costs thousands less than braces, plus they offer financing options, accept eligible insurance, and you could pay with your HSA, FSA. Get 80% off your impression kit when you use code WONDERY at Byte.com. That's BYTE.com. Start your confidence journey today with Byte.
Hi there, it's Julia Louis-Dreyfus. You may know me from my podcast called Wiser Than Me, where I talk to older women and get their wisdom from the front lines of life. I was amazed by how many people told me our show made them look forward to getting older, which is why I'm here to talk about season 2 of the show. Sally Field, Billie Jean King, Beverly Johnson, Ina Garten, Bonnie Raitt, just to name a few. All hail old women. Wiser Than Me season 2 is out now from Lemonada Media.
This episode is brought to you by Philo. Do you love TV? Do you love saving money? Then Philo is your solution. Philo has shows, movies, and live TV for just $25 a month. You can even try it for free with their 7-day free trial. No contracts, no commitments, no hassles. Just a better way to watch TV. Never miss a minute of shows like the hit docuseries Where is Wendy Williams? Or classics such as Friends. If you can't get enough TV, then there's no better way to watch. Philo has more than 70 channels like BET, MTV, and AMC. And the best part? You can try it yourself with their 7-day free trial. Sign up today at philo.tv/poppods. That's philo.tv/poppods to get 50% off your first month.
Hates candy wrappers, creamy baby sticky seeds with 50 as a top or kernels in his teeth. There's still not one that he won't see, cause God loves movies.
Hey everybody, my name is Doug and I love movies. This is Doug Loves Movies coming to you from the UCB Theater on Tuesday, November 6th, Two Oceans 12, Election Day! Oh, yeah! So we got a few empty seats tonight. This has been a while since there's been that many, and I speculated earlier this evening that people are just too excited about the results in this election, or they just need to be somewhere where they can be constantly drinking. And constantly smoking on something. And so we're taking a 45-minute break from drinking and smoking to do a regular show that I realized that I didn't even load in like an election category into Leonard Maltin Game. So, but there might be some results might come in during the show, so we will share them, even though this is going to be, most people aren't going to hear this till Friday, and it will be extremely old news, but at least when they listen on Friday, they'll get to hear our reaction to whatever happened, if something happens. Did everybody vote? All voters? Got your sticker on? I got my sticker on. For some reason, you know the guy who played Pedro in Napoleon Dynamite? He was at my polling station just standing around with a dog under his arm. And I didn't vote for Pedro, but I did tweet about it. And then someone told me that guy's got a twin brother who gets recognized as him all the time. So now I don't know which one it was. So I may have seen him, or I may have just seen his brother. Since it's now November and everyone's thoughts are turning to holiday films, I've retired all of the horror categories from the Leonard Maltin Game. And for those who are wondering, in the Saw 4 category, which is movies I've seen more than 4 times, the scary movie was the original Halloween. And in the Buy a Fucking Tripod category... The movie was, of course, the granddaddy of Buy a Fucking Tripod, Paranormal Activity, the first one. Pitch Perfect, the Killed with a Pitchfork movie, was Friday the 13th, Part 3. And Shack Attack, Killed in a Cabin, was the original Friday the 13th. And Hack to the Future, which is remakes of classic horror movies, the answers were Texas Chainsaw Massacre and Nightmare on Elm Street. And, Evil Ernie 4 and Dave D227 suggested, two different people suggested it? Night of the Living Head, which is decapitated talking head movies. And the answer to that was, of course, Reanimator. Keeping Up with the Kardashians, movies with three or more monsters. My pick for that one was Mad Monster Party from 1967. And it's Mad Monster Party ? And I love that movie. It's, you know, it's like puppets that are all the famous monsters. But kind of like the Hotel Transylvania movie just came out. Seems kind of similar. And so I think it's always a great idea to just get a bunch of monsters together for a social event. And but I don't know why it's called Mad Monster Party? ? From the corrections department, at Can, C-A-N-N, underscore Christian, C-H-R-I-S-T-A-I-N, pointed out to me that Adrian Lyne directed Jacob's Ladder, not Joel Schumacher. Yeah, Lyne also directed Flashdance, 9½ Weeks, Fatal Attraction, and Indecent Proposal, and Schumacher directed Lost Boys, Flatliners, Falling Down, and Batman and Robin. Now, stick all of those into a vat and then figure out, you know, who's who. You can understand my confusion. I mean, neither one of them stuck to a single genre for their, you know, their careers, and that would be a fun game that may pop up in the future. You know, where you just go, is it Lyne or Schumacher? Is it Scott or Scott? Is it you know Tony or Ridley? Is it Paxton or Pullman? You get the idea. And yes, Event Horizon is a horror movie. Okay, I get it. It's like two or three people out there, they think it's the scariest movie they ever saw. They lost their minds when I said that it wasn't a horror movie. I just meant that it's not, to me, it wasn't a scary one. But now it's on the top of my Netflix queue because I'm going to watch it again and report back to you guys how shitty and not scary it is. Now it's time for Not For Emetophobes. I'm told someone barfs during the crash in flight, and we have agreement in the audience. Was it called flight because crash was taken twice? And Vanellope von Schweetz talks about throwing up in detail in Wreck-It Ralph, but then she doesn't do it. she does talk about it, though, so that's... Don't worry when you hear that part if you're an emetophobe. And someone pointed out to me, Randy Lawson on Randy R-A-N-D-I Lawson suggested on Twitter that from now on, Not For Emetophobes could be called Wreck-It Ralph. All right, the prize bag is way too complicated to get into, you guys. There's just a lot of stuff in there. If I start unloading it, it's going to spill out over everywhere. And I've taken up way too much time. I'm excited about my guests, so let's get them out here. Please, everybody, give a big, warm election day. Results are coming in as the show progresses. Welcome to Amber Benson, Ricky Lindholm, and Paul Scheer. Ricky, Amber.
Hello.
Paul.
Hi.
Hello.
I love looking at your notes.
Yeah, you shouldn't. I mean, they're hard to read anyway, but you should probably just not even try. Do you want to take out your device and look for election results?
Well, we'll have it. We're looking backstage.
We feel like the show won't be that long. So, you know, I don't think nothing major has happened in the last 20 minutes.
So we have a gay senator, the first one. Fuck yeah!
Gay senator, everybody. Thursdays on Fox. That was Amber Benson, no relation, you guys, that said
that. We're not related. No fucking way are we related.
Yeah, right? No, right? But we've sort of known each other for a little while through Twitter and whatnot. And then...
Because you're funny on Twitter. Oh, I like following you.
Oh, thank you. You seem nice on Twitter. You say interesting things. You always put links to things that are mind-opening, right?
I think you do mind-opening links.
Drug links?
No, but you know what I mean? Like, you'll probably tweet a link about how Massachusetts made medical marijuana legal.
It did.
Yeah. So that's kind of cool. And of course, we all know you from, you know, your amazing lesbian work in Buffy the Vampire Slayer.
My muff time on Buffy, yeah.
Yeah. And...
my rug Which munching was, time on Buffy.
Well, you can talk about it that way if you want, but I have respect for those characters, no matter how wicked they were.
It was the only lesbian sex scene where someone was literally elevated off of a bed because the sex was so good.
I come in the air.
Yeah, while singing about coming.
Yeah.
Like, it's pretty
That's
subtle,
pretty
Joss Whedon.
Yeah.
It was very meta.
I recently heard from your publicist, or a publicist, for a motion picture that you're in.
Yes.
That they wanted to get you onto the show.
Yes.
And I said, you don't know me or my show.
No, she didn't know what UCB was, right?
She didn't even know what UCB was.
I know what UCB was. I've been to your shows.
Sure, sure.
I saw Chris Hardwick have Muppet sex on the big screen. Well, he didn't have Muppet sex, but he brought Muppet
sex.
What
was this?
Yeah, I don't know.
Yeah,
I don't know if I want to get into it or not.
Did.
We've got a lot of ground to cover.
With real Muppets?
Yeah, there was like Muppet sex, this video clip he brought.
Oh, okay.
Wow.
It was very exciting.
Oh, was it the shit show where you play the worst thing that you're in? Rob Hubel's thing?
No, he wasn't in it.
Oh.
Yeah, that's right. Paul isn't,
Rob.
Yes, Rob. Wait, what? Anyway, the point I was trying to make is that... I said to the publicist, it's a great idea to have Amber on the show. I got this. And then I just wrote to you on Twitter and asked you to do it. And
yep.
You said, okay. And so we cut out the publicist.
It's a very exciting story.
Got to take the rest of the afternoon off.
I like that.
Yeah. But so you're here. And so we have to talk about the motion
film.
Picture.
It's called Dust Up. And there's cannibalism and a cum shot with murder.
Whoa.
That
should be on the
Muppet
poster,
sex.
All of it. Yeah.
Yeah,
so
that's really...
It's a cum shot as he dies?
I guess that's a spoiler, but kind of.
Well, what else is a cum shot with murder? Does he kill someone?
Yeah, like if the Hulk had sex with a lady, that'd probably be a cum shot with murder.
Or Superman. If Superman had sex with a lady, it would be a cum shot with murder. Because I would imagine the speed of his cum would come out so quickly.
Yeah.
But it would be unintentional.
Cum is already super fast, isn't it? I mean, isn't that the idea?
That's what I'm saying. But if it's sped up by like Superman speed, that would be like shooting a bullet.
Yeah, just shoot
vagina.
Right through her and like
just
out her
shoot
shoulder
out the other side.
Yeah, speed
of
bullet.
She'd have a spinal injury. Yeah.
Yeah, you'd be done for.
You don't even need to have an abortion.
Which might come in handy depending on how things go tonight.
I know, right? It could go either way. People who are listening, you know how it went.
Yeah.
We should say that the people that are here are listening. They're actually listening.
Right. But the people who will be listening.
They're not listening to it later. That's Paul Scheer, everybody. Paul Scheer is here.
Hi.
Co-host, part of the triad, the threesome on How Did This Get Made?
Yes.
And
thank you.
I'm very excited because last year you asked me to, on every episode of your show, they you know, watch a shitty movie or a movie that's... You know, it's spectacular that it, you know, that it exists.
Right.
It's amazing. and then, so I did Twilight, the last, it's the...
You did the...
The titles are so confusing. Twilight,
you did, like,
Breaking
the
Dawn,
first,
Part 1.
Yeah, you did the first of the last.
Mm-hmm. First half of the last, and which we now get to look forward to on every goddamn tentpole thing.
Oh, yeah.
They're always just going to be like, oh, this next one's the last one? Let's cut it up into four parts.
It's
going to get crazy.
I'm very excited for, I don't know what, because I didn't read the books, but I think it's going to be just as fantastic as the first three.
It looks kind of, the trailer kind of looks like Snow White and the Huntsman. It just looks like a lot of fighting in the snow.
They actually just took the footage from it because she's in both.
Yeah, yeah.
So
all they had to do was just slap it over.
I'm just happy that they're back together again. R-Pat and K-Stu. Sure, they made some mistakes, but guess what? They're crazy kids, just like Chris Brown and Rihanna. We can get through this. We're young. We love to do stuff that hurts each other, but we love each other even more. Now, you are going to be back for the second part of the finale of Twilight.
For all eternity, they have to love each other.
I guess.
Yeah, because she's immortal now.
Spoiler.
What? It happened at the end of the last one.
Not a spoiler. She's immortal. Unless she dies in this one. We'll never know. Do you
spoiler?
Know?
Did they have the true death in Twilight, or is that only True Blood? Can they die?
Yeah, you can die as a vampire.
Yeah, they can die.
Yeah, so they get their like head cut off. They don't just run around with no head or whatever. Yeah.
What's a true death?
A true death means they're dead forever.
But what, isn't that just death?
No. Death is they turn into the vampire.
Oh, okay. They die.
Their first death. The true death is dead forever, no vampire.
See, I don't get all this vampire terminology. Mm-hmm.
That's when they turn into like a pile of guts.
Okay.
And then they
wait.
Like,
they turn into a pile of guts.
Kind of. Yeah. They turn into like Play-Doh, and yeah, right. And they sort of squirt all over everybody.
I don't know. I've never seen True Blood.
I used to eat Play-Doh when I was a kid.
It smells so good.
It tastes good.
Doesn't taste good.
Line's been drawn. Line in the sand. But I was going to say that now that the part two is coming out in next week.
Yes.
I'm excited to say that we're all going to hunker down and look at it.
Yes.
That's like the only excuse for me to be watching it on opening weekend. And even at that, I'm going to have at least a few teenage girls look at me like I'm the biggest creep alive.
I watched it for their last one all by myself in the theater. Like weeks after it had been out, and I felt so uncomfortable and so dirty, and I sat in the back and I realized that was a bad choice. and then I moved down front and I thought that was even weirder because now everyone can stare. There's no good place. You should just stand against the back, like on the wall, looking at it. I don't know. There's no good spot to be as a single male.
Yeah,
you
that's
should take
where...
a teenager because then it'll look like you're their dad.
Okay, mm-hmm. I'll do that.
Yeah. Take what a child.
Dad would go along to a Twilight movie?
A good dad. A divorced dad. Right.
Divorced dad.
He'd have to make up for some stuff. I'll take you to Twilight. Yes. And then One Direction or whatever.
And that's Ricky
Lindholm.
Me and
my son go to see all their One Direction concerts. I didn't like them at first, but they're pretty great. Do a lot of fun stuff.
Ricky Lindholm.
Hi.
Is what I was trying to say.
Hello.
Ricky Lindholm.
I like to give everybody an individual... introduction. So you bought a bag of candy that you and she's part of course, of Garfunkel and Oates, and you
it's
enjoy
candy and stickers and a lighter and a kazoo.
CDs.
Three CDs.
But on the bag it says Garfunkel and Oates presents.
Yeah.
Wow. How many times do you give out?
At most of our shows we give out presents.
Really?
Yeah. I used to make those, and now we pay someone to make them. And so he just has all the merch and makes presents for everyone.
That's Kate really makes cool. cookie pops, right?
At her show. That's her solo show. Because that's a smaller theater. So we play at Largo, so that would be like 300 cookie pops. That's too many.
That's a lot of time in the kitchen.
Yeah.
Although I did see you threw in the saddest candy of all time in your bag.
What?
Whoppers.
Oh, Whoppers are good.
Why are they sad? Because of that occasional crazy dud that you'll hit?
It's like a flat tire
in your mouth.
Something like that. It's like having that liquid gum, and then you have nothing inside, and you feel dead inside.
The saddest candy are those caramels. Those weird cows.
Because they're too chewy?
Yeah.
Sorry to interrupt. There's a little bit of news. Roseanne Barr is officially not going to win the election.
What?
It's official?
It's down to a two race between Republicans and Democrats.
Sexist.
Peace and
it's
Love
sexist.
Party is officially out.
What did Albert Brooks say? I recognize his avatar from all the way over here.
He says, the coolest scenario, Romney wins popular vote, Obama wins electoral, Gore and Romney become best friends. Classic Albert Brooks.
Because they would commiserate. And you brought a copy of the comic book for your TV program that's on Adult Swim called NTSFSDSUV.
That's right.
Yeah.
It's a comic.
The best I've ever said it.
That is awesome.
Did very good. And this is a limited edition comic book that was only given out at San Diego Comic Con.
And you signed it.
I signed it at the bottom.
Yeah, that's cool.
Will you personalize it if I win it?
Yeah, I'll totally personalize it.
Except you can't win it.
No, I can't. Yeah.
And we got really one of the great I Love Heart Garfunkel and Oates shirts, which is crazy funny. And
it's a good bag of stuff.
And Amber brought an actual copy of the film Dust Up that had those three things she mentioned
Whoa.
In it.
Yay.
And people can listen to it now.
You don't know what it is.
It's available on video on demand right now, right?
Yeah.
Right now.
Right now.
Okay.
Right
cool.
now. You can see
and
the
Dust Up T-shirt, the official Dust Up T-shirt.
But I brought really cool stuff too.
Yeah,
also.
You also
this
brought
cool.
a pumpkin. Cool.
But I got even cooler.
You went above and beyond with this pumpkin.
I was at CVS shopping by myself today. In the self checkout because I bought douche.
Whoa.
Yeah, she put a douche inside the thing.
By the way,
Summer's Eve. It's called Island Splash. I prefer their
fresh scent. Play-Doh scented.
I prefer gym shower.
I thought you couldn't buy douche anymore. I looked everywhere for it and I had to ask.
I want one that smells like SpaghettiOs.
Just so you know, it's not.
Oh, that's called Hawaiian Waterfall.
Oh, okay, yeah.
This is not tested on animals, which is good. So animals have been douched unnecessarily.
What animals would you douche if you had to?
Everett, koalas.
God, yeah. They have nasty vaginas.
Dirty lady parts of koalas. God, yeah. I just went next door. Next door is a juice place, and they have all these different shots, like a wellness shot, an energy shot, a brain booster shot, and then they have the menstrual relaxer shot. Ooh. Now, even if that's what that is, who is going to order that and feel confident? That would be an embarrassing thing to do.
I would. So, I didn't know they had that. I can't wait to try it.
I will
order that with a straight face and not care.
Uh-oh.
A Mitt Romney mask.
It's the ultimate douchebag outfit for Halloween. You walk around with your douche and your mitt mask. And your Halloween pumpkin. Morocco. I know, I'm sorry, you guys.
That was good. You look like you...
There's no hole in the mouth.
But didn't it look like I was going to join up with Bodie and rob a bank? Yeah.
I did. I like that. We should remake Point Break with all Mitt Romney masks.
That's probably... Someone should at least do that with clips from the original movie. Just like change the masks to all Romneys.
Just CGI re-release it.
Yeah.
Would it be Mitt Break?
Ooh, I like that.
And they can say different stuff too because you can't see their mouths.
Yeah.
So they could say like...
What? That sounds like an episode of NTSF.
Him with a gun going, put that in my account in the Caymans. Yeah. All right, so you put a Romney face and a douche inside a pumpkin.
And there's a glow stick
and
wand.
And a glow stick wand. So it really sounds like you're hoping somebody's going to go home and make a night of it.
You really got to pick your moment with this, because this will only work once, this glow stick wand. So.
It was only 66 cents.
All right. I like going at Halloween shopping after Halloween. You get great stuff.
66
great.
Cents.
Not bad. Not bad at all.
I also got a, from my fun times at the Fun Fest in Austin last weekend, I brought you guys a Tito's Vodka t-shirt, Tito's Handmade Vodka. And then also from Halloween, a guy gave me copies of a movie called Death Nurse.
Edith Mortley, RN, she'll take good care of you. Good is underlined. And
yeah, wow,
stars,
that's a really clever...
I feel like it should be in italics.
They worked really hard on that one. Right? She'll take good care of you, right? She'll make sure you're comfortable.
They tuck you in, offer free burial service, and serve freshly made sandwiches.
Dust up's way better.
Yeah, come on.
Yeah, this will be good. Like, you can pop this in, it'll set the bar super duper low.
Although that is the 25th anniversary of that movie.
Yeah.
Wow.
Yeah, it's a special criterion. Version of that. So it's a fun prize bag. Very excited about it. But let's talk to you guys about movies for a second, because that's the premise of the show. Ricky Lindholm, I saw today, I forced myself to sit through your latest motion picture.
Fun Size?
Fun Size.
Thank you.
Yeah, I was that guy.
How cute was my costume?
Your costume was really, really cute.
Thank you.
That was good stuff. But
I played Galaxy Scout. I was an anime Girl Scout.
Yeah.
Awesome. With red hair and pigtails.
Wait, you were animated in it?
No, I was an anime character.
Oh, and she was very friendly to a fat, tiny, one-armed Spider-Man.
Mm-hmm.
Got it.
Yeah, I befriended an 8-year-old.
Yeah.
And it's not in a weird way.
It is kind of a weird way. The way you accept that the 8-year-old's out on the dance floor at the nightclub and you're dancing with him. And
why is this 8-year-old on the dancing? Why is he in a dance club?
Because
he's on the
night.
Loose. This kid is on the loose.
Because he's not at Twilight with you.
Oh, yeah. I know. I should get this kid to come with me.
Yeah. He's a Captain Chicken, and I save him from getting hit by a car. And I'm like, well, since I saved you, I'll bring you to the nightclub. And then there's a dance scene.
Spoilers, Ricky.
Sorry.
I want to see how the fun night unfolds for myself.
But you get to see Ricky in the outfit she described, and Abby Elliott's walking around in some sort of Viking outfit.
With
super
cleavage.
Did you like it? What's the review? What's the Doug Benson I Love Movies review?
Oh, I would say something terrible about it if Ricky wasn't sitting right there. If she already wasn't having such an intense night.
Yeah, I know. I have a rash all over my chest. I'm so worried about the election. I can't eat, and I can't think about anything else. I am focused at this moment, but yeah. I am broken out in hives. That's real. So don't insult fun size.
Well, Ricky's a great player at the Leonard Mullen game, so this might be a chance for you guys to take her down.
Yeah.
All right.
Because she's so...
I'm verklempt.
I almost said that word, but I can't do it.
Verklempt?
I feel like that's the only thing if you have hives. There's no other word for it. Behived? That's not a word.
It is now.
Yeah.
I like that.
You're so behived.
I'm going to ask the audience, if you see any important election information, you raise your hand.
Yeah, if everyone could please look at your devices and don't pay attention.
Because I'm seeing people check over here, and I'm like, oh, she looks like she's really interested, but there's nothing. Yeah, okay. But I didn't know if you had, I don't know if, like, you know, different campaigns
are going
right to you.
If someone wins Florida, raise your hand, I think.
I'm looking here, and I'm seeing everything pretty much nothing interesting yet.
I like that you're omnipotent. You see all.
Yeah. The way you're seeing is you're just scrolling through Twitter, seeing what people are saying about stuff.
You follow a bunch of nut jobs
that are going to make jokes about everything.
But at least they'll make a joke, and I can go back and go, what was the joke about? Oh, yeah, okay, yeah, that person won the election. Okay, there you go.
Have you? So Fun Size is in theaters now, and it certainly has some charming moments. But
Josh Schwartz.
It's not. Yeah.
Right.
Yeah. It wasn't aimed at me.
And red hair.
That might be somebody's thing. She's looked super great in her outfit.
Selling point.
If you don't want to wait around for Hell Baby to see her without an outfit.
Wait, are you naked in something?
Yeah, in a movie I did with Paul Scheer.
Yeah.
Yeah.
Did you see anything, Paul?
I saw it in the movie. I didn't see it in real life.
No. Liar.
Paul is not in the scene.
I was not in the scene.
Oh, okay. Yeah. You're not a liar.
Let's just say that in the movie, it's clear that they're both bald.
I guess that would be true. I was with Ricky the night you finished your nudity scene and you got to really party and
wasted
eat and drink.
And I ate so much food.
Yeah.
I hadn't eaten anything real in weeks.
Going to be naked in a movie diet.
Yeah.
Which
instantly makes you not hungry at all. Yeah. Everything looks disgusting for weeks and weeks and weeks. And then we went out and partied. It was great.
It was good. We had a good time.
I met you guys and you're like, drink these hurricanes. Guys. I'm like, great, here I am.
I got to get somebody to write me in as a naked person in a movie.
You lose
Come
so
on,
much
just give it. Me a shot. I think I'll look good for it.
I like it.
Have you been to the movies lately, Paul?
Yeah, I saw Wreck-It Ralph.
So much fun, right?
Yeah, Wreck-It Ralph is great. It's really, really good. And I'm friends with Jack McBrayer and Sarah Silverman, and they just laughed at me when I asked them. I said, what was it like to be in those video games? You know, they looked like they were interacting with all these crazy characters. And said, that was all, you know, animation. And I didn't get that. I thought that was all live action, so I got to watch it again and see the subtle things in there that I missed the first time.
It was like makeup, you know.
I thought it was
they
makeup.
They put a funny nose on Jack McBrayer.
Yeah. And it was like a makeup thing,
And they did with Sarah what they did like with the, you know, the dwarves in...
I thought it was like Cloud
Huntsman
Atlas
Huntsman, where
I thought it was like...
It was total Cloud Atlas shit.
Total Cloud Atlas shit, and then I was like, now I hear it's animated, so I could go back and see it. Also, saw Barton Fink for the first time. I got to say, guys... Check that movie out.
It's good.
These Coen brothers are going places.
You'd never seen it.
I'd never seen it.
And decided to give it a whirl one
night.
It
was on Netflix. I did a bunch of movie watching because I was on an airplane. So I was like just going through them. Didn't watch Wreck-It Ralph on an airplane.
No.
I watched a comedy with Tim Heidecker.
How is that?
I highly recommend that.
Ooh, I just really downloaded it on iTunes.
Yeah
if really you good. Like comedies that are dramas.
Yeah, the title is The Comedy. It is not a comedy.
No.
Yeah, they don't make any bones about it once you're in. The title is probably a bad title for that movie. To have a comedian on the front and call it The Comedy.
Right.
And then have it be a drama.
But that's his sense of humor. I think he's tickled by the idea that people are going to be mad.
Yeah, sure. Probably.
It's because they weren't prepared.
And I saw Safety Not Guaranteed. Did you see that?
That's
I
a
saw
terrific
that.
Movie.
It's so
that was a great
good.
Movie.
Yeah,
that was a great movie.
I like that
that's
movie.
Really good. That's freshly out on DVD, right?
Yeah.
Yeah, people, that's one of my favorites of the year, I think.
That's really good.
For sure. Amber?
I saw Argo last night.
Oh, Argo.
Is it good?
Yeah, don't fucking clap for me because I think Ben Affleck needs to get out of his movies.
What?
I'm not a fan.
They're still clapping for you.
I know, I'm not
they
a fan.
Agree.
I thought the movie was great. I just was like, he's
no
so boring. And I actually was attracted to him for the first time ever. I was like, I would
fucking.
He
looks
him.
Good, yeah.
He looks fucking great with that, like, 70s, 80s.
And
like,
he does all these interviews about how embarrassed he was to go out in public with that look.
What?
It's like, you look good, dude. Yeah.
I would do him.
Own
I think
it.
That means you look okay, reasonably.
Sure. But that was some harsh criticism.
I would like to mention,
and I don't like to plug other people, but the robot in my show, NTSF, actually made the jump from small screen to big screen in Argo. Sam, the robot, is in it. They use the same robot that we use. He's on posters and everything. Yeah, he's a robot. He's the only robot in the movie. Yeah, so he is. He's at the table read.
Amber would beg to differ. She's saying there's two robots in the movie. Then.
Yeah, there were two robots in the movie. No, I was like, anybody else? But I'm sure he's a lovely man, and he should just direct because he's a great director.
You didn't like them in The Town?
I liked him in The Town.
I didn't see The Town.
Me too. All right,
I liked the other one,
The Gone Baby. You know,
he wasn't in it.
I know, because he wasn't in it.
I think he's a good actor. Am I crazy? I like him.
His brother's good.
Well, you know, there's some instances in Ben Affleck's career that aren't so.
No.
Reindeer Games.
So good. Yeah. and Geely, of course. And
Geely, though, I give everyone a star for that one because you know what? They all gave it their all.
They committed to a love story centered around two people trying to deal with a retarded man.
Yes. And you know what? Just for that fact alone, go with God. You did a great job there. That's like saying like you jumped out of a plane wrong. They all jumped. They all lived. Yeah, sure, it wasn't the pretty way to go down, but they made it. They landed. And they live through it. That movie is
Everyone's safe now.
That movie is insane. It's one of those rare movies where you hear so many people talk about shit about Geely. Like, you should just go see it because it's awesome. Every time you think it can't get crazier and weirder, it does.
I like that you think it's still in theaters. You're like, you should go see it.
Go see it in theaters.
It's playing in repertory theaters all over the country.
Yeah.
On a double bill
with Raiders of the Lost Ark. Really weird double bill.
Really
I don't know why they did that.
I almost went and saw that again.
In Raiders of the Lost
Ark. Oh, I did.
You did?
Yeah. What did you say?
So there's a big ball in Raiders of the Lost Ark, so maybe that's the
similar
connection personality.
I saw Raiders of the Lost Ark, and I was excited to see it on the big screen.
Yeah?
It's great.
Yeah. It really works, right?
Yeah.
That's the formula, is that, George Lucas and Steven Spielberg, they should hire, a really brilliant person with screenplays.
Have you talked about the Star Wars movies? Yeah, have you talked about the Star Wars thing?
Yeah, people are pissed. I'm like, well, it's a chance to make a good one because if George Lucas isn't involved, it might be all right. It might suck also, but
I heard that Matthew Vaughn was going to direct it today.
Yeah.
What?
Yeah.
Interesting.
That could be really good.
Yeah.
Sure.
That'd be great. I'm in.
That makes sense why
he dropped that X.
I'll give it another go.
Yeah, come on.
See what happens.
Good. X-Men was good. Kick-Ass was good. Although some people hate Kick-Ass. Do you guys like Kick-Ass?
I like Kick-Ass.
Yeah.
I didn't like it.
You didn't like it?
I didn't like it. I think I'm in the minority here.
Why didn't you like it?
Yeah, you were.
I don't know. I was just kind of,
You were kind of?
I just didn't get it.
You know what
it
needed for you is little Ben Affleck.
It needed little Ben Affleck with a shag.
I immediately changed my opinion on things, because when, movies and politics, there's a no winning proposition. Like, people are like, I hated Kick-Ass. I'm like, yeah, I guess so.
Yeah, I could see that.
And whenever I'm in a group of people that hate a movie, I easily change my opinion.
I didn't hate it. I just didn't it wasn't blown away.
You weren't blown away. But
yeah.
With repeated viewings, I find that I still am very enamored with the Hit Girl and Big Daddy.
She's amazing. Yeah.
They're my favorite team in a movie of all time. I just think their dynamic is great, and I hope they figure out a way to
bring back.
But you know what? As much as I don't love him all the time, to me, Jim Carrey's perfect for the next one.
Oh, he'll kill it, I think.
Yeah. I mean, the pictures of him in the crazy, military garb.
Yeah.
He's like a military superhero, and it just looks crazy.
I'm excited.
And awesome, and he has a dog.
I'm very excited about all that.
That's great. Ricky.
Yes.
Motion pictures you've seen?
The last one I saw was Fun Size.
Wow.
And Safety Not Guaranteed. I don't even know what before that. I watched Top Gun again recently.
What was your favorite part of Fun Size that you weren't in?
Oh. I think Chelsea Handler's stuff. When she gets all vulnerable, I was like, "Oh."
Yeah, that was good. I guess.
And the stuff at the grave. I like that. You know what? No, I changed my mind. I like the end with the kid. I like that little kid.
Oh, you liked all that shit he did at the end?
Yeah, Jackson Nicholl.
Okay. I can't. I'm like you, Paul. I can't argue with her about it.
Yeah,
it was
like, good.
Yeah, you're right. Yeah. I did have a pretty good time with that.
Sometimes it's good.
Yeah, all right.
I didn't see Fun Size. I'd like to see Fun Size. I auditioned for Fun Size, didn't get it.
Really?
Yeah.
Oh, you would have been good. Did you audition for Fuzzy?
The guy who works in the 7-Eleven.
Yeah, Fuzzy.
Yeah, Fuzzy.
Tom Middleditch.
Yeah.
He gets fuck that guy, man.
Fuck Middleditch. God.
Fucking Middleditch. Middleditch to me was like TJ Miller and what's the name of that guy that's on that show, that new show, Kate and somebody.
Oh, Ben and Kate. Nate Faxon.
Nate Faxon. Oh, yeah. Nat Faxon. Totally.
Yeah, Nat Faxon.
He's got like a hint of TJ Miller.
Yeah, Nat Faxon and TJ Miller had a baby, and it's Thomas Middleditch.
Paul's, I can see that.
Paul's like the walking IMDb. Everything he knows the answer to.
Oh, yeah, he's
very
good at
impressive.
That.
Well, thank you. You'll see that sometimes that doesn't work out in the Leonard Malt movie game.
No.
That's correct. Does anybody hunger for games?
I hunger for games always.
Let's do it. Let's have some election night games.
Do you
let's
see
have
doing,
some fun while we still can.
Do you see they're doing a parody of Hunger Games called The Starving Games? That's real. They're making that movie. That's real.
Yeah, yeah. They have to parody everything now.
They're
like,
making a
like
Hunger Games parody called Starving Games.
Yeah.
Yeah.
So that's clever.
Yeah.
Out of the gate. They've thought of a funny way to change one of the words in the title. It's like one of those Twitter games where just people are just doing every stupid variation.
It's gonna be amazing.
They couldn't call it the Dehydrated Olympics?
That sounds better, yeah.
I just like how they, like that show Revolution clearly is like, Hunger Games is popular. On our show, we need to have a young girl with a bow and arrow. That would be great. Like it seems so transparent, like all the Hunger Game ripoffs.
But isn't Revolution better than Hunger Games?
Really?
Yeah, Jordan says so.
I did not love the movie. I like the books a lot, and then they get like aggressively worse. The Hunger Games.
But
books.
The movies are going to get better, I think.
You think?
I have a feeling. Yeah. Who's been added to the cast? Somebody amazing was added to the next one.
Philip Seymour Hoffman.
That's good.
Thank you. I can't believe. Yeah, Andy's here tonight. That's great.
He's getting people out the word out about the Master. Yeah.
Danny.
Going around to local places. He'll be at Nerd Melt next week. Just you can ask him any question you want. He'll be at the Improv on Saturday night.
I like to go to places that are showing the Master and then just stand around out in front of the theater like this.
Visual joke. Doug is standing like... Yes.
Like Joaquin.
Joaquin.
All right, you guys. Let's pick some name tags. We gotta decide who you're going to play for in the Leonard Maltin game tonight. Special election edition. Just get up and take the name tag.
I'm starving.
That speaks to you.
I'm for real hungry. Can I open these? Oh my gosh.
Does anybody have one that Amber might particularly like?
My gosh.
Is there anyone named Amber?
This is a present for you, Doug.
Anyone?
It's pretty great.
What?
Those are pretty great.
Oh yeah, those are awesome. Thank you.
Can I open
these? They're a bunch
of
they're a bunch of Doug Lowe's movies buttons.
You have to
just pick
somebody,
a name tag you want to play for in the game.
Or anything that anyone's holding up stuff. You can hold a sign, see signs, the trophies.
Anybody
anything.
You want. Cuff, yeah, cuff, yeah. Cuff. Well, oh, you're just going to slap your hands around till you find somebody?
These are good.
That's an interesting approach.
I pick food because I'm hungry. Yes.
Ooh. I always pick food on the Doug Loves Movies game. And then...
All right, you keep it over there in your seat. And
Is your name Allie? Where did you write Who's the Asshole on this?
Shithead, you don't have a shithead on the back.
Yeah.
That's all right. We'll work it out.
All right.
Yeah, we'll make it. These are people that aren't shy. They'll come up on stage and write it down. But at Tweedle Claire made all these buttons for me, and I love them.
Those are awesome buttons.
Thank you.
She likes you.
And she's gonna walk out of the show tonight, and they're just gonna be all strewn on the sidewalk. Just
you guys got like food, and I got a driver's license.
Throw them on the ground.
We can all leave now and have a very exciting.
I'm glad I didn't have the cake put in my hand.
All right, so Paul, the cake is from.
What kind of cake is this, Allie?
Chocolate.
Chocolate cake.
Chocolate cake from Allie.
And forks.
And forks. Two forks.
Two forks.
To share forks.
I love the way she's like, share? I don't know.
It looks really good. I'm gonna take a bite.
Wow, we're on a dude date.
Let's do it.
Aw, you guys
it's
are
like
so
Doug and
Zach
Karen
Galifianakis and dude date.
It's like you guys are mutually getting over a breakup together.
It's really good. Yeah. We're just eating some chocolate cake. It's good.
Oh my god.
Great job, Allie.
Do you want to listen to Adele again?
Just one more time. And then we got to seriously go out. We have to go out.
Let's go see... I'm choking on the cake. Let's go see Jesse and Celeste Forever.
Get in on that.
Oh,
I'm
my
trying.
God. Oh, I got icing all over my phone.
I can't
phone.
Do it.
It's good. This is a very icing cake. Here, you can move it over here. Thank you, Allie.
Icing intense, which I like. Yeah. I do like the icing the best.
It tastes like Funfetti ice cream without the Fetti part. It's good.
Nobody knows what you mean.
I kind of want to put
Funfetti
my whole
icing
face in it.
With the little Funfetti? Balls in it.
Gubgetti gubgi?
Is that like dipping dots made in ice cream?
Yeah, kind of.
I'm excited.
You guys don't know Funfetti icing?
No.
No.
How many people here know Funfetti icing? Wow.
Wow. Boom. It's
so good.
It seems
the room is divided.
Yeah.
I feel like Mitt Romney in a room full of Latinos right there. Topical. Sheer hits a topical joke. That's it. That's all I got.
Who are you playing for, Amber?
I'm playing for Mark. I can't pronounce your last name. It's G-I-E-S-E, and you're an anatomical donor.
Yes. Oh, nice.
What? That means he's giving his dick if he dies?
Is that what that means? What else could that mean?
He's also got corrective lenses. Is it Geis? Geese. You take a nice picture, Mark.
He does. That's like a movie star picture there.
He's an Oregonian.
All right, don't read everything about him. Off of his
Where
card there.
Live?
You don't want to give away too much. What's his social, real quick? What's his social? Yeah. All right, Ricky, who are you playing for?
I am playing for the Aclarican Pretzeldent. It's someone named Claire, I'm assuming, right? On a bag of pretzels wrote the Aclarican Pretzeldent. And I got it because I was hungry.
And those are delicious. Are those dark chocolate pretzels or?
Milk.
Oh, milk. Okay.
Yeah, but they're still delicious.
And what's the name on there again?
The Aclarican Pretzeldent. It's like the American president.
Oh.
Right. Yeah.
Way to go, Claire.
Yeah. Good one, Claire. Claire.
I applaud it because there's a lot of work on that one. I believe there was probably two name tags written out before that one was completed. No, one. You did one shot. All right.
You didn't
go.
Try Clariots of Fire?
It wouldn't have been topical.
All right. Well, let Amber pick a category.
Oh, God damn it. All right.
Just because it's your first time.
You can do it. And, oh, that's right. I'm popping my Doug Cherry. Mm-hmm.
Oh, you got like an O.
That is a way to put it. And I'm going to let you pick, and then we'll go to Ricky.
I'm not good at games.
Ladies first.
Just so you know, I will lose. Just not on purpose. It'll just happen.
That's a terrible thing
All
to
right,
say.
All right, do you want to give the guy his ID back? Because he may have...
Yeah.
He may
sorry, have, Eric. I'm sorry.
If you lose, he may have a heart attack, and then somebody's going to run in and take his dick.
I didn't mean to read your text.
I don't want to be here when it happens. It's like when a dead person turns to a zombie. I don't want to be around for that part.
All right,
part.
Give me the options.
Okay. The at below zilch category is a fun one because it's called Doug Loves Guests, and this will be a movie that one of my three guests tonight is
Ooh, that's
in.
A good
is
one.
In.
Ooh.
Yeah, so it's a interesting one. And then Ice Ice Baby is movies with either Ice-T, Ice-Cube, or Jennifer Grey. And celebrating a birthday today is actress Emma Stone. So the films of Emma Stone.
I'm gonna go for the balance, the middle, the ice
okay,
ice baby.
Fair enough. Do you like you okay with Emma Stone though?
I like her.
She's good, right?
I like her. Do you think I like every, or
you
don't like
her? You don't
like,
really like her.
Apparently, I'm a, yeah. I'm
no, you're like, honest, and so that's interesting yeah. to me. I want to hear this. Shit
I'm honest,
you say
Dave.
About
I'm Lincoln.
Everybody.
It's the presidential election today, you guys. Just FYI.
But for the people listening at home, you know who won. We don't. You're smarter than us. In this moment in time,
they all know something that we don't. That's pretty important to
but
know.
But we will. What? When we listen to it later, our future selves will be smarter than we are now.
Why don't we do this? We'll leave a pause, just a blank pause. You can yell at who won the election if you're at home, and then we'll respond to you.
What?
Oh,
my God.
Oh,
holy
a nail biter.
Right down to the wire.
Man.
Okay.
Obama.
Leonard Maltin gives this movie from 1997 that has either Ice-T, Ice Cube, or Jennifer Grey in it. He gives it 2 stars. He says the film is about a documentary film crew. And he also says that it was followed by a sequel and that it's fun. He says it's fun. So he's all over the place with this one. Come on, Leonard, get your shit together. And he names 8 performers that are in the film. How many do you think you can name it in, Amber?
3.
That is a severe opening bid. You know it's from the bottom, right?
I know.
Do you want to take it back?
No.
Okay.
Like I'm gonna. I told you I'm a failure.
Name that movie, for sure.
Paul, you know you want to do it in 2.
Oh, I can't though.
He's out of the mix. Yeah.
I could name it in 0. That's how confident I am.
Wow.
But yeah, but Ricky.
I know. I know.
Okay.
I was hoping Ricky would challenge it.
Jesus Christ, people. Go ahead. Give me the 2 names or 3 names.
3 names.
Or 3 names.
You'll get it. It's so easy.
Don't say that, Paul. We don't even know each other, and I'm already annoyed with you.
Oh, sorry. At least you're being honest with me.
Vincent Castellanos. That guy?
Of course.
I love his work.
Owen Wilson.
Oh, is this
Are
Anaconda?
You still confident?
Is this Anaconda?
And Kari Wuhrer.
Is this Anaconda?
That's correct.
Wow. See, I would never have gotten that. I'm glad I challenged you. Would you have gotten that, Paul?
Yeah, 100%. The documentary film crew is what got me on that one.
Is Jennifer Lopez in it?
Yeah. But that was my thing. Would you have been number one? I was
top
say,
build, yeah.
Top build, okay.
Yeah, she took home the prize on that one. And our boy Ice Cube. Our boy. that's not a good way to put it.
What movies has Ice-T been in?
He's been in a few movies, yeah. But mostly he's been the SUV guy.
Yeah.
SVU guy.
he does the best listening across the room. Anyway, people are like, yeah, so this murder happened over here. He goes, oh, really? And then he'll walk over from across the room. He is always so far away and listening to a two-person conversation. Not only does he hear what they're saying, but he has pertinent information to exactly what they just said.
Oh, really?
Yeah.
Do you mean to tell me? That's what he always says.
Well, this is interesting, Doug. It looks like Obama has won the election.
What?
Yeah. Shut up. Shut up.
Who's what tweet?
What tweet are you reading?
Is it Andy Milonakis?
Everyone. Well, he won Ohio. So he won Ohio.
Did he win Florida?
Ohio is huge.
Ohio. And Fox News even called Ohio for Obama at this point.
Did he win Florida?
We don't know yet.
I need that minstrel shot. I need it.
Everyone here is.
But that's where now the rest of my goddamn life I gotta say that I heard it from you.
Yep, you will. Yeah,
I have loved ones at home that heard it from me.
Barack Obama just tweeted, "This happened because of you. Thank you."
He did not.
Did he really?
Oh.
I think so, yeah.
That sounds like he's saying he won.
Let's see.
What is he saying?
I think I'm going to cry, for reals.
Well, he said four more.
I know.
More.
Can you believe you're winning the game?
I feel rash going away already.
These are the tweets that Barack Obama gave out. This happened because of you. Thank you. We're all in this together. That's how we campaign. That's how we are. Thank you. 4 more years.
Doug's going to
4 more years? He said it himself?
Yeah. Oh.
Wouldn't that be crazy if he went off the deep end and just started tweeting after losing?
That's so crazy.
Nope.
Oh, I'm not going to move out. You can't get me out.
Very exciting. Look
guys,
at that.
We
did it.
Historic
Doug Benson podcast. This is like
that
the same
so
time
weird.
That when you remember you did the podcast when JFK was assassinated?
I was here at UCB when Obama was assassinated. I was backstage and Sarah Silverman and downstairs.
What?
No, Osama. No. Oh my God. No. No.
You're just like Fox News.
Osama bin Laden.
You're just like.
No. Osama bin Laden. And Sarah Silverman announced it on stage. Whatever was like, what? It was hard to tell if she was joking. But yeah. Osama. Oh yeah, my
that,
God. That, why did I say that?
That
I don't
Vanellope
want that.
Von Schweetz is, you know, you never know what she's up to.
Oh my gosh. I sound terrible. Yeah. I don't want that.
My main man. She's so great in that. All right. So.
All right, there it is.
God damn.
Anyway, back to the
this
game.
Is like we just did the countdown to New Year's.
I know.
And now, okay, but don't
Anaconda.
Give us a little bit more show.
All right.
Now, more importantly, we need a winner of Douglas' movie.
Yeah, we got to get this over with. Yeah. People, we've got gloating to do.
Yeah.
We've got to get out into the streets
Fox
and start
News.
Street gloating.
Yeah, Fox News has already projected Obama as the winner, so if they're doing it.
Whoa. Yeah, Fox News is only going to say that. If it's absolutely true, because
that's my favorite tweet ever.
They'd never live down that mistake.
Yeah, that would be a bad. That would be.
You gave it
not...
to Obama. He wasn't even close. Good work, Fox News.
All right, there it is.
All right,
so Amber
game.
Has a point. She's playing for anatomically correct corpse over there, and whose name I forgot. What's his name? Travis.
Eric.
Eric. Okay. I'm gonna ask you every time, and. Ricky challenged, so that means Paul is going to go next, and then,
yes.
And then we're going to go to Ricky. And Paul gets to pick between the following categories. At Dizman7, D-I-Z-M-A-N-7, suggested Ugg of Oovies, which is movies where someone has had their tongue cut out of their
that's
mouth.
A good one.
Yeah. And Wilbur the Cat suggested Argo, and that's movies with pirates in them. Okay. And... At Snitty, S-N-I-T-T-Y, Snitty suggested mystery movies, which
mystery.
Is movies that have the word mister in the title.
Oh.
Yeah.
These are all
those are some
interesting,
really
tough,
curious.
Yeah.
Wow.
Very specific.
I'm going to do the Argo.
Okay. This is a movie that's got, pirates in it.
Okay.
It's from 2003.
Okay.
Leonard Maltin gives it 2.5 stars.
Mm-hmm.
He says about this movie that it is... There's no reason for it to be quite so long. And he also says... He really doesn't say a lot about it. Oh, stylishly designed and shot. And then he lists 8 actors and actresses, of course. Call them actors.
Now, I'm stuck with sequel possibilities on this one. I'm going to say... All right, I'm just going to take a jump at it and go... I'm going to say... Damn. One name or zero names? Zero names. I'm going to go zero names.
All right, so...
Well, I'm
we're
back into a corner
Ricky
here,
gets
so.
To yeah. Ricky yeah. gets to I drop the hammer
can't
again.
The
I guess.
Actor, so yeah. Name that movie.
So yeah, you have to name it with.
Well, Doug, I was confused
no
at
names.
First because there hasn't been that many pirate movies, but there's been 3 pirate movies, and I have no idea when they've all come out. So I'm going to just go with classic, and go Pirates of the Caribbean.
More specific.
Dead Man's Chest. Wait, what was the second one? Wait, it was...
That's wrong in 2 ways. It's The Curse of the Black Pearl.
Fuck!
Point goes to Ricky Lindholm!
Nice. First one or the second one?
I don't know.
Oh. That was a tough one. I don't know any of those. But...
That was the first one, right? Yeah.
Oh, I should have gotten it then. I said it was the first one. I said, no, Dead Man's Pearl. Come on.
That's part of the fun.
I
the
guess,
full titles
yeah.
will fuck you over.
I should never pick those fucking pirates.
What? Okay, we're back to Amber gets to pick a category, and then we'll go to Ricky. At Chives the Butler suggested you only live 23 times. You only live 23 times. And
that
that's
like Bond
that's
stuff?
Bond movies, ooh. Correct, because there's been 23 of them with the release soon of Skyfall. Are you excited about that Skyfall?
Do you like Skyfall?
I like the one before it, whatever it was called.
Wait, the one? The
you liked
one?
Quantum
no.
of Solace?
Yeah, I like that Quantum of Solace.
Okay.
I mean, it was fun.
It was
fun.
One of the most exciting ways to kill a villain in the history of James Bond. Here, let's leave you out in the desert and all you can drink is this can of oil.
I think I just like, what's his name? The actor in it. I think he's sexy.
Daniel Craig.
Yeah, he's hot. I just go by what's hot, guys.
Just like that little actor.
I'm like horny, right?
Okay, so
I'm horny for Obama.
So there's that category. Then there's also the King of Pancakes category, which is the number one movie at the North American box office 10 years ago to this very day. 10 years ago to today. And I'll give you one more crack at Doug Loves Guest movies where...
Let's do the guest one, right?
Okay.
That's a good one.
Yeah.
Amber, this movie that features you or Paul or Ricky...
All right.
...is from 1993.
Hmm. I wasn't even alive in 1993.
Yeah, I know. I'm like, so...
1993. How old
yeah,
was
and it's about and Leonard says about it that it features vivid depictions. He also says that the movie has often harrowing detail.
93 or 2000.
And he also says he gave it 3.5 stars, and it's 93. Right. And he also says it's exceptional in every way. And either you it's or Ricky you. Or Paul is in this movie.
I think this is you.
It's yeah. Obviously Amber.
And they list, Leonard lists 7, 10,
one,
13 names.
I can do it in one.
13 names.
I can do it in one, Doug. Doug, I can do it in one.
Can you do it in negative names?
No.
She only needs one name.
Well, I have no idea what
Ricky.
It is, so name that movie.
All right.
Is it King of the Hill?
Let me tell you your one name.
Oh, shit.
Just because it's
oh,
fun.
That's right, yeah.
Catherine Heigl.
It's fucking King of the Hill, dude.
That's correct. King of the Hill.
What's
which
King of the
what's
Hill?
King of the Hill?
I loaded this movie up because that's what people say. And the lead actor is Jesse Bradford, who's done a ton of shit since. But he was pretty little at the time.
Bring it on.
And Bring It On. Yeah.
Oh, Bring It On. Yeah, that's better.
We don't
that's
usually
better.
Jump to Swim Fan when we're when we're talking up Jesse Bradford. But then Jaron Crabbe is the second billed person. Lisa Eichhorn, Karen Allen, Spalding Gray. But it is about, I'll tell you what Leonard says about it. It's pretty interesting. He says, it's one of the most vivid depictions of the Depression era ever captured on film. And like I said, he says it's exceptional in every way. And Amber is a few names up above Katherine Heigl.
Yeah.
When I saw you in that movie, I thought you were great in it.
Thank
and
you.
I really like that movie. So
it's so good. Go, it's
check
on Netflix
it out.
Streaming right now.
It's a little bit of a bummer. It's not a... You know,
I have a seizure on camera.
It's not a happy time.
It's a real one.
Not a real one.
Yeah. An acted one.
Yeah, they just, Soderbergh, you know how he is. He caught her seizure on camera and was like, well, that's her character now.
He's going to do it for real.
The girl with the girl with the
seizures. I just wish the year had been later so it was less clear who it was.
So I'm the old person at the table is what you're telling me.
No, you're the most successful person.
You are the most seasoned, successful, and the most
Yeah, you played a child in this.
Yeah, I was just a child actor with issues.
You were a child actor with issues.
And, that's why I did Dust Up, where there's a cum murder.
I was kind of hoping we wouldn't hear that again.
Aren't I great? Don't I just set up well?
Yeah, and you won our game. You're the winner.
Oh!
What?
Yeah. Took me a while to add
up
the points.
Mark, it's for you,
baby. I had to figure out the math. But,
You're anatomically correct in every way.
Yeah, so you win all this stuff, dude. Come and get it. You get the pumpkin with the douche in it. You have fun explaining that at the bars later.
Please don't.
And be careful of the comic book. I don't want to ruin the comic book because it's so cool.
He gets it all. Wow.
Yeah, he gets everything.
He gets it all.
There you
all
go,
because
dude.
Of you.
Got it.
And
all
King
right.
Of the
Congratulations,
Hill.
Man.
Woo!
Now, Allie and Claire need to come up here and write down somebody for me to call a shithead because that, of course, is the consolation prize. But yeah, I loaded in King of the Hill so that I would not. So I'd remember to bring it up tonight because it really is good.
It's
yeah,
really
come on
good.
Up.
Yeah.
It's on Netflix?
Netflix streaming.
Just use some white space and write it down, yeah.
Just like Dust Up will be soon. Put it in your queue on Netflix.
Yeah, Dust Up is available now on video on demand.
Yeah.
It looks cool from the cover. It looks cool to me. You can't see the cover.
I'm badass in it.
What do you play? Who's your character?
I'm a mom who like shoots people and shit, yo.
With cum?
That would be hard to do.
Do you have
Doug?
Some of those Katy Perry guns?
Well, she seemed like she was commenting.
Oh, okay, that's a good point. But go ahead and write one down. And Paul Scheer, where can people see you? What are you doing?
At the league every Thursday night at 10:30. We're in the middle of that season right now, and. That's it for right now. Yeah, that's it. Enjoy that. And then the podcast, you know.
Yeah.
How did this get made? Everyone should go see his stuff because he's really nice. And he let me look at his phone.
Yeah, we had a little election.
Pretty sweet of you.
We bonded.
We did. We're connected now. Yeah. This is it. This is the best panel of all time. Yeah. Wow, you are writing a long shithead.
Yeah, this is insane how much writing really, she's doing.
Yeah, there's crossing
it's
out.
Like it starts off, call me Ishmael.
All right. Wow, I'm excited to see what these are.
And Ricky, what do you got going on?
Well, you can still see Fun Size. And Much Ado About Nothing should be coming out soon.
Ooh.
Yeah. It's really good. It is. I'm so proud of it.
Toronto Film Festival favorite Much Ado About Nothing.
That Joss Whedon is just a crazy genius.
I know. I play Conrad. Yeah. I'm the
How many times in that does the word Tesseract get uttered?
Probably a lot less than in Avengers. Yes.
I'll be doing stand-up the night before Thanksgiving at the American Comedy Company in San Diego, and I'm doing Douglas Movies and a Benson movie interruption of a secret holiday classic in Austin, Texas at the Alamo Drafthouse on December.
Ooh, that's awesome. Wait, they let you do that at the Alamo Drafthouse?
Yeah, yeah.
Interrupt a movie. That's very
exciting. Where talking's really not allowed in those theaters, so it's really special.
That's very exciting.
And thanks again to my guests, Ricky Lindholm, Amber Benson, no relation, Cum Killer, and Paul Scheer, star of SVNTSDLQR7.
Just put in consonants in your DVR,
you'll
find
it. Just put one hand over one eye and then start saying things.
Wait, you got to hear the shitheads.
Yeah, it's time for the shitheads, as always. If Obama really won, no shitheads tonight.
Woo!
Yeah, he really did win, but we have to have another shithead. People who use pics of their babies as their Facebook profile pics are shitheads.
Yeah. I like that.
Obama!
Eyes of gold, his viewing prowess makes him cocky. There's no room in his heart for you, 'cause the